United soybean funds and several states' checkoff dollars are being used to increase the export capacity at the port of Grays Harbor in the Pacific Northwest. Iowa farmer April Hemmes, chair of the USB Demand Action Team, says this is an example of soy checkoff funds being used to plan for the future.
People don't understand there's a lot that goes in when you're building something. So, you know, we did a lot of the background investigating. The United Soybean Funds went to that. Those ports there, think of the most direct way to China or Southeast Asia, which, and there it is, from Seattle to China. It's right across there. So it's really benefiting the soybean market, I think. The prices are fun right now, but it really has, once all this is up and getting going, it has the ability to get that soybean meal quicker to those Southeast Asia countries. And that's really exciting because that's where truly where the demand for soybean meal has been and is really increased.
This report is a service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board.